Kadosh, we're going to continue with Ilchot Pesach. Siman Taf Ein Bet starts that the Shulchan, the table, should already be prepared during the day in order to eat immediately at nighttime. It's already brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu, the name of the Acharonim. Not only should the table be set, but also the clothing that you're going to be wearing should be set, should be already prepared. And even the kazetim or everything, you should also prepare it during the day. And then it says that you should get up, even from the Bet HaMidrash, because it's a mitzvah to quickly come and start the seudah and start everything, the Agadah, in order that the children should not fall asleep. But you shouldn't say kiddush until nighttime. Mishnah Berurah explains, what does that mean that you shouldn't say kiddush until nighttime? He says, don't think that just like there's a mitzvah to do everything quickly, so start the Haggadah during the day, like do it an early Yom Tov. He says, no. Why? Technically, Arvit, you're allowed to do during the day. However, though, for sure, the Kiddush has to be said at nighttime. He says, because the eating of the Matzah was a Hekesh to Pesach. And just like the Korban Pesach, it's written in Matzot Umrim Yochlu that you have to do it only at nighttime. So too, the Kiddush has to be done at nighttime. The reason is brought down in the Primi Gadim. He says, because en kiddush ela bimkom seuda, and therefore, just like the seuda is on the matzah, and you could only eat the matzah at nighttime, so therefore the kiddush, which is part of this, which is made for the seuda, could only be done at nighttime. Another reason brought down is because the first cup is also, the cup of kiddush is also one of the first cups of the four kosot. And therefore, since everything has to do with the Agadah, the Matzah, Maror, and everything, you have to do it 100% nighttime. However, the Primi Gadim says that you could still say Arvit during nighttime. This actually takes us to the second halakha, that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafayin Gimel, when it says that you pour the first cup, and then you make Shechianu, so the Mishnah Berurah says that before you make Kiddush, you should have Kavanah, that it's also the mitzvah of Kiddush, and also the mitzvah of the four kosot. Because the kos of kiddush is one of the four kosot, and therefore you should actually have that in mind. Now, even though it's brought down here that it's only drabbanan, you should still have in mind mitzvot sucho kavana. And what happens if you didn't have kavana? There's a whole thing to do with whether it's ascertain that you're doing it only for the mitzvah or not. However, it says here the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Alichot Shlomo. He brings down, since the kos of kiddush is also the first cup of the four kosot, even if you are going to be noheg to be yotzei chova from the balabait, meaning that only the balabait is going to make the kiddush, nevertheless, it's still good that every single person should pick up their cup of kiddush, in order that they should know that the cup in front of them is also the cup of kiddush, and it's as if that he's doing the kiddush because shomea keoneh, that you're answering and you're saying it. And that's also the shita of Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I once heard a shiur, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Benaim said, I think it was based on Rav Akiva Eger, the entire concept of Shomea Keoneh, that the Moroccans had a minhag of singing along the Kiddush, Asher Bachavanu Mikolam, with everyone, with the Balabait. But the first part and the last part of the Beracha should only be said by the Balabait, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And he explained, according to Rav Akiva Eger, that the reason why is because Shomea Keoneh, we say only if you understand what they're saying. And therefore, since Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, everyone understands that part of the bracha, that we're blessing Hashem, therefore the Balabait could say it and we could be Yotzei Chova even, right? Why? Because we understand what he's saying. However, though, the middle part, that not everyone understands the middle part of the bracha, that everyone used to sing in together. However, as we just mentioned, again, we should pick up the cup, right, in order that there shouldn't be any problem. Then we say Shechianu. Now this bracha of Shechianu, the Birkei Yosef, the Rav Chida says, it's also going to exempt the matzah, and the Budraham says also the matzah and the maror. And that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to tell everybody before the Kiddush to have in mind that this bracha of Shechianu is going to exempt everything in the middle of the meal as well. So that's also very, very important for us to remember that in order to understand that. Have a beautiful day.